Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of God and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, those who did not receive the mark, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. These are those who were during the tribulation is talking about. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Verse number 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had not power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Now, if this does not convince you that there is going to be 1,000 year period somewhere in the future, I can't help you. I mean, it's so clear. It's mentioned six times in these verses about 1,000 year reign. We'll get into that a little bit more next week about what that reign and what it entails and all. But this morning, I want to look kind of at a timeline, if you will, about these things. And we looked at the resurrection. It mentioned about the first resurrection. I want to look at that again this morning. But just to stretch your mind again, often I hear about God's kingdom and Christ's kingdom. I'm here to tell you the kingdom is not yet.
Amen, preacher.
If this was the kingdom, we're in a mess. Are you following? One day, Jesus is going to come and rule and reign and straighten all this out. I'm not being political today, but we got a mess here in this country, all over the world. We're far, far from what, when Jesus said this, or when the disciples came to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, pray in like manner. Now, we call it the model prayer. A lot of people repeat this as some kind of a prayer and all, we're not to repeat it. It's a model prayer. Pray in like manner, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then he says this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and you know the rest of it. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespasses. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Okay? Well, when he says in that little phrase, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, let me ask you a question. Is God's will being done on earth today as it is in heaven? Absolutely not. Absolutely. Even in our lives, God wants us to do some things and his will for us in our lives, and we just tend many times to do our will and not the will of the Father. Well, I just want to point out before I get into the meat of the lesson this morning that the kingdom is not yet. The kingdom is future when Christ will come and rule and reign literally. And we'll look a little bit more about that next week. All right. So you have a time period I want to share with you. Just as a refresher, we've just gone through in our Bible study Daniel's 70th week. That's a seven time. We see that in Daniel chapter 9, verse number 27. A seven-year period. Daniel's 70th week is a seven-year period. It's divided into different time segments, if you will, in the book of the Revelation. It's divided into 1,260 days. In Revelation 11:3 and Revelation 12:6. While you're there in Revelation, just turn back a couple chapters. I want you to see this. It's important. These days are important. They're in the Bible, all right? If it's in the Bible, it's important. Revelation 11:3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. That's 1,260 days. Revelation 12:6. And a woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, and they should feed her there 1,260 days. Another 1,260 days that's been specified. I take these literally. Again, if you remember a Bible study, what these things refer to, Israel mentioned those people who left Jerusalem mainly in part of Israel, and they fled into the wilderness, and God took care of them for 1,260 days. I won't rehash that, but I believe it's in that area, Petra area. But you see that time designation. Now turn back to Revelation chapter 11, verse number 2. Not only is it mentioned as 1260 days, it's also mentioned as 42 months. Revelation 11, 2. But the court which is without, the temple which is without, the temple leave out and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. So we see this designation 42 months, and we know now in our Bible study, this is the last half of the tribulation period, the last 3.5 years, the last 1260 days, the last 42 months when you get your time chart here. It's also, we see 42 months in Revelation 13:5. Again, this would be referencing the second half of the tribulation, where the Antichrist, where it talks about, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Again, this is the last half of the tribulation period. But I want you to see the different. It's all referring to the same time, the tribulation, but they have different time segments. Why is that important? Because days are important. It specified certain days. It specified 1260 days, not 1259, not 1261, but 1260. A couple of times it specified 42 months. Not 41 months, not 43 months, but 42 months. I take it very literally. Why is that important? Because we're fixing to read in Daniel about some other days that's mentioned, okay? Also in Daniel chapter, before you get there, in Daniel, while you're in Revelation chapter number 12, in verse number 14, it's also a designation of Daniel's 70th week as time, times, and halftime. In Revelation 12, 14, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into the place where she is nursed for a time, times, and a half time from the face of the serpent. Again, we would reference this particularly at the end, at the middle of the tribulation period, toward the end of the tribulation period, the 1260 days, the 42 months, the time, times, and half time. Are you following? Yeah. This is yes, this is no. I want you to see the point here, okay? And turn me to Daniel chapter number 7. Daniel chapter number 7. When you get to Ezekiel, there's one more, Ezekiel, and then you find Daniel. Daniel chapter number 7, we see again this time designated. It's important when we get here. Chapter 7, verse number 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. This is again referring to the Antichrist, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and to think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand. In other words, a time that God will allow the Antichrist to run rampant, if you will, upon this earth with all his power is time and times and the dividing of time, literally times, times, and half times. Again, we see that 3.5 years. Daniel chapter number 12, while you're there in Daniel chapter number 12, verse number 7. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, and he fled upon his right hand. He held up upon his right hand and his left unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. The end of the tribulation is speaking of this, and the time of the end. That's what Daniel chapter 12 is about, the time of the end. Matter of fact, look in verse number 8. Daniel's head is swimming right now, like some of our head is swimming. I can see some of y'all looking your head just swimming, okay? Don't feel bad. Daniel's head, he wrote these things down, and he said verse number 8, and I heard, but I understood not. And I said, O Lord, what shall be the end of these things? I don't get it yet. In verse number 9, he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. We know more now about the end times than Daniel did. Why? Because we have the completed word of God. Daniel didn't have the New Testament. He didn't have the book of the Revelation. We have it now, which tells me something on the sideline. There's no excuse for us not knowing God's word.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.